The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, we have missed you. Thank you so much to everybody who stood in for you, but we have missed you. Oh, gosh.
Wild kangaroos would not have kept me from chatting to you guys today.
Oh, don't worry, we're getting daily updates from Nate. From Nate in Melbourne. He was telling us what you're doing, how you are, that you're looking well, that you've been put back on a plane.
He hasn't seen me how I look at the moment, but I missed you guys. You know, you're my favorite part of the whole day, and I didn't get to chat to you for 2.5 weeks, and I really, really felt it. But before we discuss any news, I just want to congratulate you all on a stunning, stunning radiothon.
I'm
so proud of you guys. Watching it all the way from, I don't even know where I was. I did so many cities last week. But so tremendously, tremendously proud. And yeah, there's a lot of listeners in the land down under to High FM. And it really made me feel tremendously proud that on the speaker circuit, anytime I was asked, I was delighted to speak about High FM.
Amazing.
Well,
thank
there
you, Rolene. Yeah, just, it was just such a thumbs up from our listeners. I can't even tell you, you know, that all the challenges, all the struggles for the past almost 11 years, you know what? It's made everything worth it. And it's not even 11. It's even longer. It's almost 15 years. Anyway, Rolene, can we talk about some news coming out of Israel, please?
Well, I tell you guys, if you missed Game of Thrones, and if you miss a Game of Thrones, all you have to do is look at Israeli politics at the moment, because it is exactly that. It looks like we are possibly heading to the polls again. And this is because Prime Minister Netanyahu, who won the previous election on April the 9th and has been charged with forming a coalition or a working government, has failed to do so. So where we are standing at the moment is that the Knesset voted today to dissolve the Knesset and possibly move towards elections. They will vote again on it tomorrow. And if we do, we go to elections. But has that been prevented from happening? Well, possibly, but not definitely. So as of about 4 minutes ago, the Likud have said that they will authorize Prime Minister Netanyahu to bring Kulanu into their party, to kind of enfold Kulanu into the party. And it has divided the members of Likud, because those who have won seats in the election on the Likud ticket could possibly lose to Kulanu candidates. But this is the way the Game of Thrones is played in Israel, and it's, you know, it's terribly exciting. And if it does get dissolved tomorrow and we do go to elections, they have spoken about a possibility of September the 17th. This is not definite, so nobody say Israel is going to vote on September the 17th. No, we are waiting to see what will happen tomorrow. But I tell you, it's exciting stuff.
And where's this going to end, Rolene, in your opinion?
I have no idea. You know, okay, we do call Bibi the Teflon Prime Minister, so he could pull possibly some significant rabbit out of the hat. But if he doesn't by tomorrow and the Knesset does vote, it looks like we could possibly head to the polls again. Unless Rivlin taps Benny Gantz with forming a coalition, and if he's able to form a coalition, we might have a different outcome. All I know is it is highly entertaining, and if you miss the world's number one TV show, look no further than right here.
Interesting times. Just one question in that regard as well. Do you think the disclosures about Netanyahu and immunity bills, et cetera, would have any impact on Israeli voters and lead to a somewhat different outcome were you to go to elections?
Well, that is a great question and very, very relevant, because it looks like the Israeli people don't believe that Netanyahu should get immunity. And I think that if we did have to head to the polls on the 17th of September, if the Knesset is dissolved tomorrow, and it's still not 100% yet, but if it is, it looks like maybe it'll go in the way of the blue and white, who knows? Or maybe this is a big lesson to the Likud party: you better start your succession planning, guys.
Interesting, interesting. Let's let's talk about the American Peace Conference to be held in Bahrain, and Abbas, who not all that politely has told them that they can go to hell.
I mean, them's fighting words from Mahmoud Abbas, the yes. Palestinian Authority president. But, you know, I was thinking about this today, guys. I mean, let's have a look at this historically. We had Oslo, and we all know how Oslo ended up. We've sued for peace I don't know how many times. And maybe is the Trump peace plan, and we don't have the exact details, it hasn't been all revealed to us, is this as good as it gets? We don't know. But I think that it's extremely irresponsible and very, very short-sighted. And, you know, I can think of other words for President Abbas that before we've even looked at the terms of the Trump peace plan, he's already calling for a boycott and saying no. And I think it's tremendously positive when you've got Arab leaders, and I never thought I'd see the day where Israel is invited to a economical summit. This will take place next month on the 25th and the 26th in Bahrain, where Israel will be present, the states will be present, and countries like Saudi Arabia will be present, all looking for ways to ease the economic suffering of the people of the West Bank and Gaza, and yet you've got the leadership saying absolutely not, we're boycotting it, and as exactly as you said, which are Mahmoud Abbas's words, they can go to hell. You know, it's kind of defeatist and very, very, very myopic before we've even had a look at the terms. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, interesting times again. In the short time that we have left, talk to us about the Holocaust exhibition in Vienna, which is
short time,
defaced.
Like 40 seconds or less.
Pretty much spot on, Kathy. Exactly.
I won't be all laid back, Ozzy. I'll make it quick. So, a tremendous exhibition featuring the portraits of Holocaust survivors has been defaced at least three times on a major street in Vienna, in Austria, causing, of course, a lot of distress to the community there and to Luigi Toscano, the photographer, German-Italian, who has put on that exhibition. They've been defaced with swastikas and other grossly inflammatory language. However, over the past 24 hours, members of the Catholic community, members of the Muslim community, and of course other communities have demonstrated and have stood in solidarity with the Jewish community and in condemnation of anti-Semitism, and have actually formed groups to keep vigil 24/7 so that these portraits aren't defaced again. But a very, very scary moment for Viennese and Austrian Jewry, and just yet another example of how frightening the rise of anti-Semitism is. And guys, I know you have to go. I am going to go try and get my body on something that vaguely resembles an Israeli time clock.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's circadian rhythms.
Very grateful that this is not a visual show, because I really do look like a microwave warmed up dinner.
All right, Rolene, you try and get some sleep. Looking out for those 3 a.m. waking up absolutely ravenous. That's hashtag it. Jet lag. And thank you so much. It's lovely to have you back. And thank you so much to Ilan Chermnik and Tamar Yona, who stood in for you. And Anthony Wright.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Welcome
guys.
Home. Bye.